Senators voted Friday to send HB 80 to Herbert for his signature. The bill already passed the House. It frees the Department of Transportation to decide whether to open more of Utah's 935 miles of interstate highways to higher speed limits. About 400 miles of Utah's highways already allow drivers to go 80 miles per hour. Supporters say the legislation won't mean more air pollution or fatal crashes. Republican Senator Scott Jenkins says it's what the public wants.
I just want to say it's been a fun bill to run, and it has been met with a tremendous outcry of happiness and appreciation from the public. I've had very few say that we shouldn't do it.
The bill requires UDOT to study the engineering and safety of divided highways throughout the state before raising the speed limit. Relaine Faircloth represents AAA of Utah. She says drivers don't save that much time with the higher speeds, but they do face increased risks.
I just wanted to raise the awareness that 80 miles an hour is very fast. We are the only other state besides Texas that raised our limits to 80 miles an hour. And when you have the higher speeds, you have greater forces in a crash. So the crashes are more severe and lead to more severe injuries and deaths.
Democratic Senator Luz Robles of Salt Lake City cast one of four no votes against HB 80. She says the speed limit legislation should have been paired with a bill to enforce the state's seatbelt law. Judy Fays, KUER News.